Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth and Justice. Today's bonus edition, as promised, is the uncut, unedited first interview of Kenny Snow. Now, I want to warn all of you up front, as I've said before, this interview is tough to listen to. Kenny mumbles a lot. The sound quality is not good. That's why for episode 209, I only played small clips and I broke down the episode. There were, however, thousands of people that wanted to hear the full uncut interview. And to be honest, I'm really excited about that. I'm excited that there are so many of you that want the full raw deal, that are not just in this for entertainment, that really want to work to help break down this case. So I'm happy to put out the full uncut interview. But for those of you that would rather just hear me break it down and hear my analysis of it, you probably won't want to listen to this. So please don't send me a million emails telling me the sound quality is terrible and it's hard to hear and it's hard to understand. I'm aware of all of that. I'm putting this bonus episode out exclusively for the people that know that this is not great sound quality, that know that this is not the most entertaining thing in the world, but want to hear the full uncut interview. So for those of you that decide to listen to this, thank you for doing so. And for those of you that really aren't up for it, don't feel bad about it. I'm not mad at you. I probably wouldn't want to listen to it either if I wasn't deeply involved in investigating this case. But for those of you that do stick it out, I'd love to hear your feedback. You can send me any thoughts, theories, or ideas to theories@truthandjusticepod.com. And now, the full uncut interview of Kenny Snow.
Leon Snow, location is Tyler Police Interview Room. Date is 1/31/97. Time is a white van broke.
At 9:35 a.m.
Okay, Kenneth, before we get started, my name is Bobby Benes. I'm with the Tyler Police Department. This is Jason Waller. He's with the Smith County Sheriff's Office. Did you state your name? Mr. Snow, we're recording this interview. I want you to be aware of it. Okay? And you have the right to remain silent and not make any statement at all. Any statements you make may be used against you at your trial. Any statement that you make may be used as evidence against you in court. You have the right to have a lawyer present to advise you prior to or during any questioning. If you're unable to employ a lawyer, you have the right to have a lawyer appointed to advise you prior to or during any questioning. And you have the right to terminate the interview at any time. You understand that?
If I asked to have a lawyer, I told that I'd use one.
Sir, we'd have to check with the courts on that. We have no
for the interview.
For the interview?
Yeah.
We'd have to check with the courts and see when they could get you appointed.
You said if you want an attorney. I guess what we need to ask you is, do you want an attorney?
Well, I really don't know what's going on.
Well, sir, it's like this last one right here. If you agree to talk with us without our attorney being present at this time, then at some point after we start talking and we explain what's going on to you, if at that point you want to terminate the interview, stop it, and consult with an attorney first, that's fine. And we're not gonna get mad at you, Kenny. We're not gonna get mad at us. We're just trying to find out the facts in this case.
I see what's going on with the case.
I guess, Kenny, the question that we need to ask you is, do you want an attorney or not before we talk about this? So it's a simple yes or no. And it's your choice. Your decision.
No, we're not.
I'm saying, if I say I'm an attorney right now, how long will it take me to get an attorney? Or I have to just do this interview over or some other
thing? Oh, we'll have to do it over, yeah. There's no doubt about that. In fact, I think most of the judges aren't even in today, and we're not going to press you to talk to us.
I talk to you about what do I know about the thing.
That's what we want to know. But In order to do that, the law requires us that we warn you of these rights, and then you agree to talk with us without an attorney being present. That's your right.
And at any point, if you say, yeah, I don't want an attorney now, I want to talk to you, and later on, any time in the interview, you say, if I'm better get an attorney, then we'll stop talking to you.
Yeah. All right. Okay? All right. Yeah, this is a waiver. You're not giving up any of your rights. You're just waiving them right now to talk with us. Okay? You'll still maintain all these rights. Okay. Let me ask you one question. What grade did you go through in school?
Kindergarten.
Do you read and write and understand the English language?
Yes.
Okay. Would you read this first line right here for me?
Yeah, the right to remain silent and not make any statement at all, and that any statement you make may be used against you at your trial.
Did you put your initials there showing that you understand that? Would you read the next one?
Any statement you make may be used as evidence against you in court.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm. You had a right to have a lawyer present to advise you prior to and knowing any questions.
You understand that?
Yeah. If you are unable to employ a lawyer, you have the right to have a lawyer appointed to advise you prior to the doing questioning and.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have the right to terminate the interview at any time.
And can you understand what the word terminate means?
Yeah.
Stopper?
Stop.
Okay. And you understand that? At any point, you change your mind. You want to talk to us. Now, and in the middle of you say, I don't like the question. I better talk to an attorney. At that point, you say, hey, I got nothing else to say. We'll stop the interview at that point.
Okay. This says, I have been warned about my rights by Detective Bobby Venez and Detective Jason Waller. I understand that I don't have to tell them anything, and that anything I do say can be used against me in court. I do not wish to have a lawyer present at this time. If you agree to that, and I agree to talk with us at this time, we'll need your signature right here.
I'll talk to you as much as I can.
All right. That's all we can ask for, is your cooperation in this. Mr. Snow, what is your birthday?
7th day, 1964.
Who were you born in?
I was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My mother moved to Columbus, Ohio when I was 8. So I usually just say Columbus, Ohio. I've been in Ohio, from that time.
Where do you live at?
Huh?
Where do you live at?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, Texas.
Where is that?
222 Ewing.
Is that apartments?
Apartment 207.
How many years of school did you tell me you'd
come in? 11.
I've already asked you, do you speak and understand the English language? And you said you do.
No.
Okay. You showed us that you do read the English language. Has anybody made any threats or acts of violence towards you in regards to this investigation?
And we threatened you.
Oh, y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Have we made any promises to you that this interview might lead to something that would be in favor of you at any time regarding this case?
No, sir.
Okay. And then I read you your constitutional rights, and you fully understand those. Is that correct? All right.
Hey.
We got those out of the way.
Do you know the name of the apartment that you live in?
I live in Circle Inn.
Oh, okay.
Motel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, what I need to ask you first is, when is the last time you were in Tyler, Texas?
Last time I was in Tyler, Texas, I went down to Dallas on a Saturday, I think it was on Saturday. When I got down there, Mr. Aaron told me that I think it was a Friday. He said I was supposed to leave that Sunday. I'm going to leave Sunday to fight last Tuesday.
So it'll be this past Sunday, then that you were in Dallas, that you were supposed to leave Dallas?
I'm supposed to leave Dallas.
Today's Friday.
Right.
Okay, and it's just this past Tuesday, 3 days, 4 days ago. That's when you're supposed to call. So you're supposed to leave 2 days before that Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you left Tyler that Sunday?
No, I left Tyler. I went down to Dallas Friday.
Friday?
Yeah, Friday morning.
Okay. How long were you in Tyler?
I was in Tyler about 7 days, about 6-7 days.
Okay. So this was today is Friday. So this was a week ago Friday that you left town.
Yeah, I think so. About a week.
And you were in Tyler for about a week before that then?
Yeah.
Okay. Now this past Monday week ago was Martin Luther King Day, holiday.
I don't remember.
But that would be included in that week. Not this week, but we're in that. But the week before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Kenny. And, you know, I'm not trying to trick you in anything or put any other charges on you. Are you back using drugs?
No, sir.
Because I knew before that you had a little problem and that led to your situation before.
Yes, I'm right.
You've been staying away from it and been clean.
I've been taking my urine test and everything. I mean, know what I'm supposed to do, you know. That's why when y'all come to me yesterday, come out some rock, but I know I ain't with that, man. It's too easy to forward a check. It's too easy. I'm gonna rock.
When you were in Tyler for that week, which would be 2 weeks ago,
yeah, I stayed at Motel 6 with my brother, and you can verify all this.
What is your brother's name?
Anthony Snow.
And where's he at now?
I don't know if he's in Tyler or what. Okay. But we got Motel 6.
How old is he?
25.
And you were with him?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have any idea how we could contact him and talk with him?
I don't know. But the people got the record. We had Motel 6. I was over there with my brother.
Was anybody else with you?
Nobody wasn't with me. But, you know, Sean, I go by pick Sean up, you know, we go eat chocolate and stuff. But that was, you know.
Sean is Sean.
Puckett.
Your girlfriend. And she was staying where?
At her sister's house.
Her sister lives on North Broadway?
Yeah.
Apartments?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Did anyone else see you in town?
Anyone else see me in town?
You run around with anybody else?
No, sir.
Anybody ride around?
I went to the Esquire. You know, I went to the Esquire Club.
Was there anybody else riding your car with you? Did you take anybody else around your car?
No, sir. Okay. Me and Sean will be on one of my cars.
The two robberies that we obtained the warrants on from you based on probable cause from Judge Randall Rogers happened on the Tuesday of the week you were here.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the 21st day of January. Okay. My robbery happened on East Gentry Parkway at a used car dealer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a garage and used car lot out on 271. And yours happened at Swan?
Mm-hmm. Across the little tire shop there by Tyler Pine.
Have you ever been in that tire shop at Swan?
No, sir.
Have you ever been in a garage and used car lot on East Gentry Parkway.
I don't know. You know, like you said, on East Gentry, I don't know what.
Okay, you know where Duncan Street turns off to go to the carrier?
Yeah, I think so.
Right there on the car?
No, sir. I've never been there.
Have you purchased any used tires for your car?
I purchased a tire. I think Wednesday when I woke up, I had a flat in my tire. I purchased a tire.
Where did you purchase that tire?
In Gentry. Rename Gentry. 271. You know where Dixie Motel at?
Mm-hmm.
Right down the street from there.
Back toward town or further out?
Going back, coming towards town.
Going towards town?
Yeah.
Tire shop on the right or left?
If we're going out, be on the right.
Going out, it'd be on the right?
Going, you know, Dixie Motel?
Yeah.
If you go down, if you come down, it'll be on the right-hand side.
Coming back toward Super 1, it'd be on the right-hand side?
Going down, not coming up. Going down, be on the right-hand side. I had a flat. It was a screw stuck in my tire. I drove my car down there and he took it off.
You talking about the red Honda?
Yeah. Man, I took him. Instead of getting plugged, he couldn't be plugged. Right. He charged $18 for a tire.
Okay. This is Townsend down here.
Okay.
This is Gentry, and it comes back all around, goes back up Highway 69. This is Beckham Street, that's where the overpass is at. Super 1.
Yeah, if you came down.
Martin Luther King.
Okay. You say, like, you know where Dixie Motel is, you know where the light is at.
Yeah.
You say if you was coming off Dixie Motel a lot, you make a right.
Right.
And then go ahead down, there's a tire place right over there.
Okay.
Well, there's two of them on the right-hand side.
There's one kind of across from the Super 1.
Right, not that far down, that one right there.
And then there's one
in the middle.
There's a light just before that, and then just the other side, no gas station.
I just know it was a tire place. So it was out. My tire was. We all the way to the ground.
Okay. And what day was this?
Wednesday.
You pay cash? Or
$18.
Yeah. You bought a tire?
Mm-hmm.
Which tire? Front, back?
The back.
Right or left? Passenger side or driver's side?
Driver's side.
When did you move to Dallas?
Well, I moved to Dallas about two or three months ago.
Before Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Way before Christmas.
Way before Christmas.
About.
Before Thanksgiving?
I moved down about 2.5, 3 weeks before Christmas.
In December?
Yeah. And we came down, we came to Dallas other day, because Sean's daughter had broke her leg. Remember I was telling you about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we came down. We found out, we gave her mother the phone number where we was at. Her mother lost the phone number. I came down to Tyler, me and my little brother came down to Tyler, and we ran into one of Sean's mother's friends. She told us that Sean's daughter had broke her leg. We didn't know, so I went called Sean. I went down there and got her and brought her back. We were down here that Tuesday, Wednesday, we took our daughter to the doctor. She had already just taken the x-ray and stuff. We took her to the doctor too that Wednesday. And we left there. When we took her to the doctor, we went back over to our sister's house. And that's what I did. And then when I left, I think they will. I remember we left. We went to the gym is in Garland. I was talking to Mr. Hamlin in Garland. I think that was sometime Friday. And that's when he told me we were to fight. We were supposed to leave to go to the fight Sunday in Detroit. Leave Sunday. The fight was Tuesday because of the bad weather. It was flying out like that.
So you got back to Dallas last Friday a week ago?
Yes, sir.
Why didn't you catch your flight and go to Detroit?
Because they took it, the way Mr. Ham wanted me to pay somebody $600 just to work my corner. And I didn't think that was right. There was a lot of things going on where they were just trying to get out on their money. So I didn't know.
Okay. But you were supposed to get $8,000 for this night. Mm-hmm. And how long have you been fighting for Mr. Hill?
About 3 or 4 months. I just signed with him. I quit messing with Joe.
Have you been working anywhere since you moved to Dallas?
Nobody's been. They've been paying my rent.
The gym has?
Mr. Hill.
Mr. Hill. Who's been making your car payment?
Nobody. The car payment, but I didn't.
Where'd you buy that car? In Dallas.
Yeah, no, I got it in Dallas. Me and Tyler over on the loop for Chrysler Dodge.
Alan Samuels?
So how you been eating?
They pay for my rent, and they give me money, food, money, and gas money.
How much you get?
$200 a week.
Besides your rent, or does that include your rent?
Besides, when I pay my rent, they give me $200 a week for food and gas. Come to the gym. And plus my little brother, he be giving me money all the time.
Oh, what's he do?
I don't know. You and me ready,
well, you were in Tyler. Did anyone else use your car?
No, brother. That's all I know.
Describe your little brother to us. Height and weight.
Well, brother about big as me. About 5'10 and a half, 170, 80 pounds. I mean, past the twins, little brother.
Is that right?
You ain't never seen my little brother?
Mm-hmm. 170 pounds?
Yeah.
Has your little brother ever been arrested for anything that you know of?
Nah. He ain't never been arrested.
Have you got a picture of him?
Nope.
Any of your belongings? Nope. Or your billfold or anything?
I ain't got no picture of him, but anybody tell you, my little brother passed the twins, just identical twins, damn that. Is he just a slight taller than me?
Does he have a girlfriend?
I don't know if he do that when he in Tyler or not.
How long has he been in Tyler?
About 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
He came down here with you and Sean?
No, he came down here with some guy. He met some guy out here, him and his guy. You know, whatever they be doing, you know, do whatever.
Okay.
But robbery ain't my thing.
Well, let me explain something about robbery. In this case, under the Texas statute, robbery is any time that force is used, or threats are used, okay? So what we're saying is people were going in and money was taken from them. out of their pockets or off their person or something, and force was used. We're not saying that you had a gun, that you went in and stuck anybody up or anything. Okay?
I didn't rob nobody.
Well, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of.
Now, you know, I come over here and straight up, you know, come to y'all real about what's going on. I didn't rob nobody. Man.
Okay.
I'm not with that robbery.
Let me show you something. And you'll see where we're coming from. This is a composite drawing that one of the victims that was robbed made up with the help of one of the tech services officer here.
I disagree with you.
You got a picture of you right there.
Maybe I don't look nothing like you. Okay. I'm good. Nobody said every day I look nothing like you.
Well,
but I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, then we brought all the witnesses in. We went to each witness with a big book of pictures. We had them sit down and go through this book of pictures. And it's at different times and in different locations. And the witnesses all picked you out. Okay. They went over several pictures and they said, well, this person has the right skin tone. Or this person, the chin looks good, but this is not the person. But when they turned the page to your picture, they said, that's the man that robbed me right there. And I told Detective Waller, I said, I know that man. I've known him since he was merely a kid. And he's never robbed anybody before. He's never stole from anybody till he got on drugs. And that's why I ask you that, Kenny. Because that's the only time you've ever been in any trouble in your life. And you know it.
Right.
It's when you got off on drugs. Right. You've always been straight with me and Mr. Russ Warren. We've always tried to do what we told you we'd do. Okay? Now you look me in the eye and tell me, have you been using drugs?
Yes, sir.
You look down and you told me the truth. Mm-hmm. Kenny, if you messed up, son, you're still salvageable.
I don't know.
You had it all going for you before and you got on drugs. You got back out here and you had a good start. Somebody come along and wave that sack in your face again, didn't they?
Yes, sir, but I'm coming to you and saying, I didn't run out of nobody.
I hope you didn't, Kenny. I hope you didn't. But you know, and I know from our past experiences, that a person that is on drugs can't make it on $200 a week. You were getting your money somehow.
You know how...
Are you going to get Sean involved in this?
What do you mean get Sean involved?
We have reason to believe that in one of the robberies there was someone else in the vehicle.
Sure. This is my faith in Jesus Christ. I'm telling you the truth. I ain't robbed nobody, and I definitely wouldn't drag Sean into nothing like this, man. Nothing. I come to you.
I pray to God you tell us the truth.
I wouldn't come. I wouldn't even bother or nothing like that. Never. Never. I would never get involved or nothing like that.
Let me ask you something. Did you take any money out of any man's pocket?
No, sir.
At a tire shop?
No, sir. If you want to know, you want me to tell you, I'm going to tell you.
Yes, sir. I'll
get my money. You know how I get my money? It's a guy named Gray that lives here in Dallas that sells drugs. Okay? Mm-hmm. He comes to Dallas. He comes to Dallas all the time to buy quantities of drugs. And I hooked him up with a connection in Dallas. That's why I ain't gonna come out and tell you. That's why I ain't have to rob nobody for no drugs. You know, I've been taking care of my business with him. I can prove all this what I'm saying, but I ain't gonna.
How can you prove it? How can we
prove it? I mean, if you didn't do it, we want to prove it just as bad as we want to prove if you did it. We don't want to put anybody in jail that's not guilty.
Well, you know, you said somebody will, you know, somebody will. Had, it was another person in the my car or whatever. And I'm telling you the truth, man, I ain't never did nothing like that, and especially with Ball Shine and something like that, man. I went. And that's the truth. I went. I'm doing it.
Well,
I'm
going I'm not saying you involved her and she knew about it. Okay. But inadvertently, if you did this and she was in the car, she was an unwitting person involved in it, which she had no knowledge of the robbery or the theft that was going on.
But she was involved in it. That's the truth. You know,
let me tell you what we got. Okay, we were looking at several different people. To tell you the truth, I didn't even know that you were back in this area. Okay. Last week, we got a call on Crime Stoppers. That told us that you did this. Told us you were staying in Motel C. Told us what days you were there. When you checked out, when you left.
Tell us
where you were staying in Dallas. The room number you were staying in. The car you were driving.
Where you're boxing out of.
And who you was boxing for. That was the first time that I even knew that you had been back in this area.
And somebody told you something like that, only one person that knew where I was staying at, and they tried to cover their own ass. That would be my little brother.
I can tell you it wasn't your little brother.
Huh?
I can tell you that it wasn't your little brother.
Nobody else know where I'd be staying at. Since it was Joe Costello. There's only two people know where I was staying down. Be Joe Costello. And of course, he'd call in and say it because he mad because I wouldn't sign a contract with him, my old brother. Them only two people knew where I was in Dallas. Knew where I trained at in guard. The only two people that can tell you all that.
We don't have a picture of you but 1992. Okay. That's the last time you were processed through here at that time. So that's when we take the mugshot book out there. And we already let these people look at them. I had already let my witness look at the mugshot book before. He'd already showed his people some pictures, his witnesses. They couldn't identify anybody. We took this mugshot book out, its location, and started throwing through the pages. And like I said, we were at two separate locations. These people had never seen each other, never talked together, and yet they both picked you out. And it stunned me. To tell you the truth, it stunned me, man, to know. And I told him then, I said, if Kenny's messed up, he's on drugs. Amen. I said, that's the only time he ever gets in trouble. I said, because he had it together. I said, in fact, he's supposed to be fighting. I thought it was on ESPN. Had a contract to fight on ESPN.
I didn't.
Now you can understand now why. So we need to find your brother and we need to find Sean and get them to corroborate what you told us. Is there anybody else that knows where you were at on those days and what you were doing that might help you?
Okay. But, you know, Sean don't want Sean and my brother in know where I was at the Motel 6. We were called and told I told you I had Motel 6. I was staying with my old brother at Motel 6 with my brother paying for the room and everything.
When did you check out? You said you went back to the Dallas on Friday.
Okay.
You check out that Friday before you left?
Okay, this what happened. You stay in Motel 6. Then that Motel 6 moved over, he was moving over to another, another room. And he was going to stay there. Me and him got into a thing, so I said, so I'm going back to Dallas. But then he moved back from one room back over to Motel 6. That's when I went and picked Sean up, and we was going to Dallas to talk to Mr. Hayward. But when I got there, that's when I found out he told me that I was supposed to leave Sunday. Because, see, we just go down there to talk to him and come back.
That Friday?
Yeah, I'm going to go down there and talk to him, bring Sean back. And I'm going to go back down to finish training, right there. And then we got down there, they said, well, you're supposed to leave on Sunday, right there. So.
So that it was that Friday you and your brother had to fall out?
When we had to fall out sometime Thursday.
Thursday?
Mm-hmm. And then we had to fall out Thursday. So, man, that's when I took him to say, well, you know, it was something about some things was going on with him. And
so you moved, you left, you stayed in the motel that Thursday, and you left Friday morning going to Dallas.
Thursday, I stayed at Thursday, me and Sean stayed at Dixie Motel. We ended up staying at the Dixie, I think, 2 days before we left.
You stayed two nights there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then you left on Friday and went back to Dallas.
Yeah, we brought a house. But this house Friday, guys, we changed the clothes and got our stuff, got some stuff for my cousin brother in the car. But I was going to bring her back down there because I was going to go back down there and finish training. But we got down there, that's what he told us. That's what we spent that time. So, we're just going to let her stay up there. Because you can get a room up there about a week for
125
hours. It's Dixie. Yeah, down. So, they're going to pay the room up about a week. I'm going to leave Sunday, fight that Tuesday, and be back Wednesday. Like that.
Okay, whose name is the room in Dallas? Yours or Sean's?
It's my name, Kenneth Smith.
Okay. All right, so Friday you left, went to Dallas. Wednesday and Thursday night you stayed at the Dixie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tuesday night, where did you stay?
Tuesday night.
Is that Motel 6? Is that when
And Tuesday, I stayed in a hotel in Dallas up on Saint. I can't remember the name of it. But I stayed up there.
Wait a minute. You said you were in the Motel 6 here.
Okay, let's play this.
All right.
This Tuesday right here, okay. I went with my brother at Motel 6. Okay, this before.
With your brother.
This for all of us. We even got into our room, okay? Then I left when he moved.
I had a fight with your brother.
And so when he moved, So, he sent my stuff out, my bag out over there. I'm trying to think of the damn hotel or whatever.
In Tyler?
Yeah. People have been, I think it was out of the because I had to go back. I went back and they had my bag in the tank.
What street is it on? Is it on the wood, off the loop, or is it down here in the town, down in the
Irwin, city? Irwin.
Alamo.
Crossroads. Tyler.
I think it's the Alamo. What? Alamo. It's the one you're going up, you make that left, and you go, it goes on around, you know, they get that, you got the hotel that they be going around, come on back up.
You got to turn up a street and then turn into it? Mm-hmm. Or do you get turn right and go up in it?
Okay, you turn off the street and left, and then you go down and then you turn up in it.
Tyler Inn? Yeah. Isn't there behind a car lot or a painted? There's it doesn't front right there on Irwin Street? Then come down to Irwin Street, you got to turn on another street and go up. It's behind some other businesses? Or does he turn into the driveway right there on Irwin Street?
When you're coming out of Irving, you're going to turn, like you're going to get in the left-hand lane like you turn off the street. Mm-hmm. The taller street you go up, and then you got to turn in.
It's not like Tyler Inn. It's not built in a square. It's one long row of rooms on both sides.
Yeah. We have one long row, and then you got
the other side.
The other side coming out of office tents right there. Like on the right there on the end. That's
Tyler-y.
Okay. That's why my brother was here, paid up for a week there at Tyler-y. Me and him got into it, he set my bag out. We moved back to Motel 6. I went over there the next day, 2 days later, and got my bag. Went by,
y'all had been staying in the Tyler Inn?
Yeah, we stayed at Tyler Inn.
Well, I thought you said a while ago y'all were at Motel 6.
Okay, remember when I explained to you when he moved out of Motel 6 and moved over there to Tyler Inn? We got into it and moved back to Motel 6. Remember I explained that too?
Okay. Well, I'm trying to confirm the dates you were in Motel 6.
Motel 6 got a schedule record of the whole damn thing.
All right.
When we was over there, we stayed over there.
At any time you were here in Tyler, did anyone else drive your car?
Yes.
You wasn't with them?
Yes. Yes. A girl named Plump.
Plump? P-L-U-M-P? Plump?
I can't think of it. Plump.
She white or black?
She's black.
Okay. How old is she?
I don't know.
Young, old?
Damn, let me think of her name. I'm talking about...
I'll come to you.
Relax. Nah,
I'm talking about... Want
some more coffee? No. She wear glasses and she wear a wig. She always wear a wig. She got a little blue car.
Where'd she stay at?
I don't know. I'm trying to think because the day I was at the Dixie Motel.
Where is she?
That was on. I was at the Dixie Motel on that Tuesday. And she said she drove by and she thought she saw my car. She got out and she not. And she drives a little blue car. And she said that her car didn't have no gas. I was in the room. She asked me to let me use, asked them to use my car. So I told her, I said, well, look, I said, go down and pick Sean up. She's over the Wayne's house. And she left, and came back about 35 minutes. And
was this in the daytime or at night?
This is in the daytime.
What time of the day?
About 12,
12:30 and 1 o'clock.
It was when you were in the Dixie?
I was at the Dixie Motel.
So you told us you checked in the Dixie on Wednesday, the day y'all took Sean's daughter for an x-ray.
Okay.
Then you said she came out on Tuesday.
Tuesday, because the hotel receipts ain't going to lie.
Right. We're going to go up there and so this is going to corroborate what you're telling us.
Okay, Tuesday and Wednesday, I stayed at the Dixie. I checked out Wednesday to take an order, you know, leg x-ray. Okay. Then Tuesday is when I ran into the girl named, her name was Plump.
Where's she staying?
I don't know.
Who else know her?
I don't know. She wore big glasses and she always wore a wig. I guess she did something on her hair, fell out or something.
Maybe some one of the officers might know.
Yeah,
she has a blue car.
Yeah,
what kind?
I think it's one of them Chevy Cavaliers or something. And I'm telling you, that day she came up there, she asked me, "Let me use my car."
And anybody with her?
When she left, she didn't. And when she went and picked Sean up, I told her to pick Sean up over Lorraine's house. She picked Sean up and brought Sean back. She had it was two other girls and somebody in the car. Sean got mad at me. I said, I told her to come pick you up because I was asleep. Me and Sean got into it about that.
Where's Lorraine? Who's Lorraine?
Somebody Sean knows. She won't have nothing to do with this
part. Well, I mean, she can corroborate that Sean was over her house and this girl like Plump come over in your car, was using your car.
Right. Well, Sean can tell you all that right there, but
Will Sean know who Plump this girl is?
She would, because Sean told me that. Sean had told me that day when I got into it, me and Sean. And Sean said, everybody kept saying the girl was snitching this and that. But I don't know the girl, this and that. I don't. I know her. I know her from back one time, when I used to mess around, but I'm just saying. But,
Where was she staying back then when y'all used to mess around a little bit?
Damn, let me think. There ain't too many girls that y'all know around here that wear the wig all the time and have pink glasses. Matter of fact, a few days ago, she got picked up for possession of a rock in her car.
Okay. How many days ago?
It's been about a week.
Was it while y'all were still down here?
Yeah, that before we been leaving, like that she had got picked up, and she had got picked up for having a rock in her car, and she got it right out on bond. Man, I ain't lying to nobody, man. No idea, man.
We'll see all these. It's going to help us. We can check all this out.
She used my car, yeah. She asked me to use my car.
What time did she get back?
She was gone for about 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
And she came back. Sean had told me. Sean got mad. She came in and argued with me. She hasn't used the car. Matter of fact, she had asked me to use my car. I didn't want her to use my car. But I wouldn't let her use it. And she left. She was gone about 45 minutes. So she always wore glasses and her hair fall out. She always wore a wig. Her name is Plump. And that's the girl. I use my car.
because when I first had asked, I haven't heard nothing about this or nothing, no robbers or nothing. I had, but that's true.
So you were down here for that week. You were back to Dallas on Friday. You were supposed to catch a plane that day.
I'm supposed to catch a plane Sunday.
Sunday. When's the last time you worked out? Sparred or anything? Worked out?
Friday. From the day.
That day?
Yeah, they had me going over there that evening at 7 o'clock. I went out to the gym.
7 p.m.
I just went over there and loosened up. And I thought that when I was in Saturday, but I didn't do it. And then, you know.
Who did you spar with that night?
I didn't spar.
Oh, you just worked out?
Yeah.
Is there anybody there that can corroborate that?
Candyman. The dude, the trainer, they call him Candyman.
Candyman?
Yeah, they got a gym somewhere. I think I got a card and stuff in my wallet. They let, you know, they take my wallet and stuff from me. And, you know, I got a lot of things in my wallet that people can verify.
Right.
People can verify a lot, you know, like Mr. Ham and them, they can verify.
But you were all down here all that week and you didn't work out.
Hmm.
When did you get that cut over your eye?
What?
Just from right here.
What?
A scratch. Skin mark.
Right there?
Yeah.
That's been there for years.
Oh, was that a scar? I thought that was a cut.
Nah, that's been there for years.
Oh, okay. I thought they was fresh.
They've been there for years. Way back. You look on that picture, you see these same two scars. And old, it's, look, look at the picture. See right there? Too old. I'm going to tell you something, that don't look nothing like me.
Yeah, I see a scar over here. I think there's something right in there.
Too old. Okay. Well, look. Hey, little man, I don't. What do y'all consider aggravating about?
Whenever force is used, when there's bodily injury, serious bodily injury. This man had all his teeth knocked out, had his eyes completely shut, and had his face split open and had to be stitched up. Now, the simple robbery, the robbery that the sheriff's office warrants based on, that he just went in there and sprayed a guy with some kind of spray, a pepper spray or mace or something. And reached into the man's pocket and took the money. And that's why it's just simple robbery. It's robbery, not aggravated. Anytime force is used in either a weapon or there's bodily injury, then it becomes aggravated. Can I see your hands? I did knuckle with skin right here.
This man, right here, I got skin. Right here when I was working on the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got skin. Okay. I can prove that. You know, I can lift my hood up on my car and show you my battery was beat, was beat. Mm-hmm. So I had to turn it around and screw the thing down. You guys had to. One thing about me, man, it's too easy, man, before it's a check or something to go rob somebody. But I wouldn't rob nobody, man. Not like that.
Well, I know you never had in the past.
I will.
But, you know, it's like I told you before I go, man. The only time I've ever known you to get in trouble is when somebody led you astray. Got you on those drugs.
So, you know, all this stuff I'm telling you, man, I'm trying to piece it all.
Well, that's why we wanted to talk to you. We're going to check all this out. Like I said, we go to the motel and get the motel receipt.
That's more comfortable.
Sure.
Say, who? Okay, this girl I'm trying to tell you, man, she used my car.
She used your car, so that's what we want to know.
She used my car.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something else, too. I've always been up straight with you.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you. You're trying to trick me.
Right.
The robbery. At the one out on 271 at Swan, a red car like yours was used. The one on Gentry Parkway, a blue car was used.
Hey,
Can you see now why we were looking at you?
Yeah, right there on the this. Mr. Trooper, I'm coming to you real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I never knew. Yeah, I'll tell you, I never did knew another car was involved until you told me. So just now you told me about.
Well, that's according to the witnesses.
Right.
Now, but you got to remember, this man that told me that he thinks the car blew the people was in, he's got one eye completely shut, beat shut. He's got blood running down. He's got...
Remember what I told you?
And he staggers out, you know, and it's on 271, and the people have sped out of the parking lot, going up Gentry Parkway, and, you know, cars are coming by.
Sir,
so...
Sir, but remember what I just told you? But I told you, I said, the girl had a blue car.
Oh,
blue.
Yeah.
Cavalier.
Oh, yeah. You know anybody in there?
That's her, right there. That's it. She come up to me and asked me, she know Ray Jones, okay? She know Ray Jones. She come up to me and asked me, Champion, let me use your car. And I said, she said she was going to take care of some business. And I asked her, as a matter of fact, I asked her, she said, well, yeah, I let her use my car. I did, my right hand, Jesus Christ. I let her use my car. And
who is Ray Jones?
Ray Jones, the boxer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a Raymond Jones that lives here in town.
Yeah, right? Ray Jones. Ray got a brother named Phil that got killed a few years back. Phil Jones got shot in the head over there.
Phil Jones, the guy that used to deal powder, I mean rock?
Yeah.
Lived down there off of Vine Street or something, in Rent House?
No, I don't know if that's Phil Jones, but it was Phil Jones.
Drove a white car.
Yeah, man, I swear, man, that's the girl, man. She had me, let me use your car. And I let her use my car, man. That's her. And Sean got mad at me. And he told me, he said, that girl, Sean went off on me about it. And she got a little blue Cavalier. A little blue Cavalier. And when the shit came down about, this is the first time I've ever heard about it, but I'm sitting there,
We're just telling you what we've been told, you know. And we're talking about a victim that was stunned. So we're not pinning everything down. That's why we're calling investigators. We look into everything, okay?
But this is what I'm saying.
And that's why we wanted to run this down and check it out to make sure.
If somebody robbed that man over there at whatever the other, what were you talking about that? Mm-hmm. It wasn't me. I'm telling you straight up, that wasn't me. That wasn't me, sir. I didn't do that. I go anywhere I can with you. I work anywhere I can. I'll come to you real. By anything, man, you talk. And I've always been straight up real with you. I didn't aggravate assault nobody. I didn't hit nobody. I didn't rob nobody over there. Well, that man, that girl got a blue Cavalier little car. And she had asked me, could she use my car? And she left and came back about 45 minutes later. And then she asked me, she brought my car back. And she brought my car back, she asked me, she went to some other room or some girl there. Me and Sean was in the audience. And then she came knock my door and asked me to take her over there to that Shell filling station out on Gentry?
Mm-hmm.
She had her car parked over there on Gentry at the Shell filling station. And I took over and dropped her off at her car. She asked me, what you doing later on? And I told her, I'm going back. I gotta get this stuff straight with Sean.
What time was this? You took her over and dropped her off?
About 3:00. She told me that she thought she had recognized my car from knocking on the door. I asked her, and take her somewhere, see if she gets the money off her kids.
father or something. I said, I won't be in college. You won't get some money from another dude. You might try it. Me and her got to start telling you, he might think of anything. Mm-hmm. So me and her got to talk, so I said, you go here. I said, I'm going to be right here because I was in the bed. She left for going about 45 minutes. She came back.
When was that? What time of the day?
About 12
around
the banana.
Okay.
Around 12.
We're talking about daytime, not
daytime.
12 noon.
Sometime around up in there.
She used her car.
And then she came back. She had about two other girls. I don't know who they
were. When she came to your room to get your car, I thought you said she was in her car.
No, she came to the room to get my car. She knocked at the door. Ray Jones was coming up to my door, too. Ray Jones told me, I thought I recognized your car. Ray Jones asked me.
Ray Jones was with her?
No, he was pulling up. I don't know if they came together or not. Ray Jones asked me, he said, where's your brother at, man? I said, well, I told Ray Jones, he's supposed to be at the Motel 6. Ray Jones said, well, he ain't over there. I've been looking for him. And then by that time, Ray Jones comes room and sat down, and she asked me, could she use my car?
Now, wait, let me get this straight while I go. Well, no, you said she came and knocked on your door and got you out of bed.
Right. What I'm saying was
Ray Jones there before she got there or after she got there?
Ray Jones was coming right in. Right. She came and knocked on the door and Ray Jones pulling up. Ray Jones wasn't with her.
Okay. What kind of car was he in?
I don't know.
Well, how do you think she got over to your room?
I don't know.
Her car was way back over to Shell?
Her car was parked at the Shell filling station. At the time, I didn't know her, that's where her car was, until after she left from our car and came back. Okay? Then she left went next door with this other girl they talking. She came back, knocked on my door, and told me to take her to her car. I asked Sean to come on ride with me. Sean said, nah, I ain't, but Sean was mad. So I get in the car, I take her down into her car.
Women have tendency to do that, don't they?
Yeah, but she had a right to. Yeah. I take her down and her car is parked at the Shell filling station lot. She asked me, what you doing later on? I said, I don't know. I said, I'm going back and try to get this situation with Sean straightened out. By that time, she...
Right. Okay, when she left in your car, when you let her leave it, did Ray Jones leave at the same time?
No.
He stayed there
with you? Ray Jones sat out there and talked. We look for my brother.
So yeah, I can contact Ray Jones and talk to him.
He
stayed after Lady left.
Yeah. Me and said I didn't talk.
That's
that girl, man.
He got the picture, so he's probably in there cross referencing the number on the picture to see who he is. Okay, so Ray stayed there, talked to you, and she left.
The man Ray Jones said to his talk. He said, man, where your brother at? Because everybody that we dealing with, they look for my little brother. So, me and Ray sat down and talked. Ray Jones finally got up and left. I was sitting in the room. I was still there. The big smoke thing. And then she left. And I got, I don't know why my bond is so high, man, on all this, man. I ain't did shit, man.
Well, we don't know why judges set bonds like this. Yeah. We don't question.
Yeah, I went out here and murdered somebody, man. Give me a high ass bond like that. So, I'm going to tell you straight up, dude, when they came with, Ray just came with me looking for my own brother. And then, I told him where my brother was. And he told me that this other dude was looking for an Aether key right there.
Looking
and
for what?
An Aether key.
Aether key? So then Ray Jones left?
Me and Sam talked a while.
Okay. About how long did he stay there?
About 20 minutes.
Excuse me, just a second.
Have some coffee?
Yeah. I'll get you some coffee. We'll take a break. You need to go to the restroom here?
Yeah.
What time is it, Officer Christian? You just walk in the room?
10:38.
Okay, 10:38.
on January 31st, 1997. We're going to take a break from this interview, so you need to go to the restroom and get some more coffee.
Y'all want to have a sandwich here, man.
We'll get you something. Yeah, you want a hamburger or something?
Yeah.
We went out, we checked on this, and he found the report where that girl was arrested.
Hey,
What time is it? It's 10:45 on 1/31/97, and we're starting the interview back. Same people that are present, Detective Bobby Van Ness with Tyler Police Department, Detective Jason Waller with the Smith County Sheriff's Office. Kenneth Leon Snow.
You think you're
going to
give me a hamburger, man?
Yeah, I'm going to get you a hamburger.
All right.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'll buy you a combo. Fries,
Coke,
the works. What's
the kids?
Nothing.
All right.
I'm going to lie. Kenny, have I ever lied to you?
Okay.
Have I ever tricked you? No, sir.
Look. You come at me real, ain't gonna smoke up your ass. No, no, no.
Mm-hmm. That's all I've ever been.
Okay, that's the type of person you is. Now, well, you see, if I can't,
messed up with the gentleman.
No, sir, I'm telling you. I don't know about you saying I snitched her out and all that kind of stuff.
We're just asking you for contact. We're going to do the follow up and we're going to do the investigation. Who is Gray?
The big time dope dealer in town.
We're not. This is not about a dope, this is about a robber.
No, but he ain't had nothing to do with that, sir.
What's his last name?
I can't think of his last name, but he ain't gonna...
What does he drive?
A pink van with gold rims.
Where's he stay at?
Over there on Martin Luther King. You know?
North Tyler, not St. Louis.
Yeah, he on.
Okay.
Well, see, we want Greg is just... You know, he's a big time. He sells dope, a lot of dope. He ain't no robber or anything like that.
Okay.
He's a dude that I got contacts with. You know, I used to contact people in Dallas for him and all that. That's all I, you know, that's what he's that's what man him be. That's all the thing. He ain't gonna steal nothing, rob nothing. But, how can I try to help myself in this situation?
You give us some stuff here to follow up on and to check in.
I'm talking about, let's say like on that robbery.
Mm-hmm.
On that one robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why I would have wondered if the guy got beat up and stuff. Mm-hmm. That wasn't me. But if I can, you know, like me, I know. Just say that. What I'm saying. I know that she had somebody with her when she did.
I know. Who is she?
Something. Right.
Sure, I'm telling you. Then I go back. After I get this call on Crime Stoppers, we're going to go back and we show him the book with your picture in it, and he says, and he's emphatic, you know, this is the man that robbed me. And, you know, that's what we got to go by, Kenny. That's why we're talking with you, to see.
He robbed that man. So,
how did you find out? Did she tell you that she did the robbery? Or how did you find out she did the robbery? Well, was it just something on the street you heard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had some mates in her car.
Okay. What color was the canister?
It was a little black handle.
Mm-hmm. Right handle?
Mm-hmm. She had it on a keychain.
Was it keys that she used to start her car with? Or was it another key ring?
Mm-hmm. It was the key ring she started her car with.
Okay. And this was the next day after the robbery you saw this?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, hang on the keychain. You know, a lot of people are going to be saying, like, telling me, you know, like, I said, I don't know what she did. You know, I got to talk to my desk. I don't know what she did. You know, like, she was a stitch for the police and that. You know, like I got to tell John, anybody, I don't know what she did. I just can't put nothing on somebody like that.
Right.
But, that happened between. I let her use my car. I didn't know this girl to rob nobody, man. I wouldn't do nothing like that. She said a guy said he picked me out, said it was me.
Yes, sir. But you've given a lot of stuff here that we need to follow up on. We can check out. You think we have anything else you need to add?
Yeah, we're gonna let you follow up on.
Yeah, we need to go up to Sean's sister's house and leave that to be touch with her. And then we need to find your brother. We'll go to a motel. We'll go to Dixie. Then we'll go find this lady's car.
Yeah, it won't be easy for you. It won't be hard for y'all to find her. She was just arrested.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and end this interview. What time is it?
At 10:58.
The interview is completed at 10:58 a.m. on January the 31st, 1997, and is voluntarily given by Kenneth Leon. My mind went blank. Snow. Kenneth Leon Snow. This case number is Tyler Police case number 97-3437. Smith County Sheriff's Office case number
97-00693.
Interview will now be ended. Thank you.
When will we talk again?
As soon as we run this down,
run this stuff down
and cooperate what you told us. Hopefully today, it might be Monday. We got work to do.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff to follow up on.
Hey, let's hear it.
We're gonna go over here and process it easier. They gotta do their fingerprints and pictures.
Well, what?